Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is November 23, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Scott Pack and Ebury partner to help Australian businesses expand globally. Australia-based non-bank business lender Scott Pack has teamed up with financial services provider Ebury to facilitate global trade for all businesses. Elic secures 10 million euros in financing. Sweden-based software company Elic has announced the release of a 10 million euros funding round in financing for its expansion across the region of Europe. The Money Service Lab receives issuing processor certification in Europe. The Money Service Lab has completed its certification with MasterCard, becoming a processor with direct connectivity to the MasterCard cloud in Europe. Open Banking's influence on the UK's payments. The UK has commissioned a review of its payment sector which identified open banking as a method of improving the country's consumer A2A payment journey. Marqeta partners with Credi2. US-based card-issuing platform Marqeta has announced its partnership with Credi2 in order to provide new installment capabilities for banks across Europe. DLocal expands partnership with Esky Group. Emerging markets payments provider DLocal has extended its partnership with Esky Group to merge payments with modern airline and travel capabilities. SatPay integrates with Oracle Opera to support hotel payments. UK-based Gala Technology has integrated its SatPay platform with the Oracle Opera Cloud Property Management System, PMS. Coda partners with Parkopedia to launch a pay-to-fuel service. Czech Republic-based automaker Škoda has partnered with UK-based connected car services provider Parkopedia to launch a new pay-to-fuel service. Blik expands in Romania and Slovakia. Poland-based mobile payment system Blik has announced its partnership with DXC Technology in order to modernize its services and expand across Romania and Slovakia. Urban Things partners with LittlePay. UK-based transport technology provider Urban Things has partnered with LittlePay to introduce mobile payments on the Newport Bus and Ipswich Buses apps. Adib partners with Visa. Abu Dhabi Islamic Bank, Adib, has partnered with Visa to launch the Visa Installment Solution, VIS, for its cardholders in the UAE. PayPoint extends partnership with Yodel and Vinted in the Collect network. PayPoint has announced expanding its partnership with UK-based Yodel and Vinted in the Collect Plus network. Shufti Pro secures QGG GDPR certification. ID verification service provider Shufti Pro has attained a QGG GDPR certificate in order to ensure secure and transparent user data collection for its global clients. SEB integrates Blacksmith's KYC platform. Sweden-based Skandinavisa and Skilda Banken, SEB, has implemented Singapore-based Blacksmith, SKYC platform to automate and improve its data collection. Binance agrees to $4 billion United States dollar settlement in U.S. crypto probe. Cryptocurrency exchange Binance has agreed to pay $4 billion United States dollars to settle an investigation from the U.S. Department of Justice. KuCoin launches KuCard, a crypto card powered by Visa. Seychelles-based cryptocurrency exchange KuCoin has unveiled the KuCard, a cryptocurrency debit card that merges digital assets with traditional banking. Payment Sense eyes Irish money license. Ireland's payment sector looks set for increased competition following reports that UK-based PaymentSense plans to apply to the central bank for an e-money license. EBRY strikes fintech deal with PSV Eindhoven. EBRY, the global financial technology firm headquartered in London, is delighted to announce its partnership with PSV Eindhoven, the international Dutch football club. Cresco raises $12 million for B2B invoicing platform. Cresco, a UK fintech company using open banking to make B2B invoice and bill payments as convenient as B2C card payments, has achieved several major business milestones through securing funding and integrating its technology into global small business platform Xero. Ibanera launches digital transactions widget. Ibanera, a leading online fintech bank based in the US, is proud to unveil PORTL, a widget set to redefine the landscape of digital transactions. UK funds given green light for tokenization. Investment funds authorized in the UK may now be able to progress their tokenization strategies following the publication of the first report from a government-backed industry working group. UK companies backsliding on sanctions screening. UK companies are failing to keep up with the requirements for sanction screening prospective clients despite the high level of global geopolitical unrest, according to a recently published survey. Hong Kong SFC revises ZA Bank's license registration. The Hong Kong Securities and Futures Commission, SFC, has revised ZA Bank's license registration and granted the bank permission to launch U.S. stock trading. Cresco raises $12 million in Series A funding and partners with Xero. UK-based SME payments fintech Cresco has raised $12 million in a Series A funding round and entered into a partnership with Xero. Thought Machine partners with Trafalgar. Trafalgar has partnered with Thought Machine to build a Mexico-based fintech deployed on next-generation core technology. iPay partners with Visa. iPay has announced its partnership with Visa in order to introduce the latter's tap-to-phone technology to simplify digital payments for customers in Kenya. Zion Global taps GD to launch a new financial solution. South Africa-based Zion Global has launched a new financial solution by leveraging technology from GISIC plus Devrent, G plus D. CBI migrates Interbank Corporate Banking Network to cloud. CBI, comprising approximately 400 banks and other financial intermediaries, active for over 20 years in the development and provision of innovative infrastructures and services in the area of digital payments, open banking, and open finance to businesses, citizens, and public administration, announces today the effective migration of its Interbank Corporate Banking Network to the CBI Hub Cloud, CHC, the new private cloud-based technological architecture connecting all banks and client payment service providers, PSPs. Zion Global taps GD Filia to bridge GP between blockchain and traditional financial systems. Zion Global uses technology from GISIC plus Devrent, G plus D, for an innovative holistic financial solution. By combining its Web3 multi-chain payments infrastructure and G plus D's CBDC solution Filia for interbank deposit token transfer, Zion is creating a seamless financial ecosystem for digital assets as well as public currencies. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.